This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates, and these are the Campbells. And this is Soap.
Now, Jessica, I'm going to play a little game with you to test your mental capacities.
Oh. Any sevens?
No fish.
Swine.
Twit.
I don't know.
Don't tell him what I've got in my hand, you idiot.
Now, Jessica, how many fingers do I have?
10.
No, I mean, how many am I holding up? Jessica, this test only works if you look at my hand.
It's too easy that way. You see, it's more of a challenge if I have my eyes closed.
It's true. Okay, here we have this box. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, there are many different shaped objects. Mm-hmm. And they all fit into their corresponding holes. Now, you have 30 seconds to put all of the objects into the correct holes. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Go!
What now?
Now, Jess, I want you to tell me which of these items doesn't belong with the rest.
I have no idea.
I didn't ask you yet.
I guess that's why.
Ace, king, queen, TV guide.
Ace!
Right.
Wrong. The king of television is Milton Berle. The queen of television is Lucille Ball.
You idiot, they're cards.
Especially Uncle Milty.
Oh, this is fun. God.
Jessica, you're a delight. I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life taking care of you.
Well, I hope you have better games than this to play.
Jessica, will you marry me?
Thought you just slipped that one on by, eh, fella? Thought I wouldn't hear you, huh?
Marry me, Jessica. Oh, Jessica, Jessica, Jessica. I hear your name. I'm all aflame. Round, round I go. Down and down. I go.
Please.
Always.
Oh, no.
Easy for you to say.
Get away from her, Malou.
We'll go away, just the two of us. We'll marry. We'll have a family.
She has a family.
We'll have small animals. We'll adopt.
Don't pay any attention to these lunatics, Jess. I'm your husband. I'm the one you should marry. You can't.
You idiot. You're already married to her.
Yes, but she threw me out of the house, I think. Did you?
I did.
See?
What do you say, Jess?
Jessica, I can give you love.
I've never stopped loving you, Jess.
Your husband can't get a job. He's got a record.
Malou wears a rug. Did you know that?
You'll stoop to anything, won't you?
I hate you! Double!
Boys! Get off the floor. And get him up, too. Now, listen to me. I love you all, but I can't marry all of you.
Yes, you can. I have some very influential Mormon friends.
I don't want to marry anyone. Listen, when I died, I had a lot of time to think about my life. And I decided then and there, if I ever got a chance to live again, I was going to do a few things differently. And one of the differences would be that none of you would be with me.
So that's your final decision?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Quite sure. I'm sorry, but this is my life. You see, you'll never be able to understand what happened to me, but I'm never going to be the same as I was. I liked myself before, but now I like myself even better. So, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I'd like to take a stroll down the hall. Ta.
I got the solution!
We tell Tibbs.
Go ahead and publish those pictures of you and me and the six naked women.
That's a solution.
Yeah, because nobody's going to see the newspapers. You and me will buy them all up.
You mean you and me go all over town putting quarters in the vending machines?
Yeah.
Then go to every liquor store, every drug store, every grocery store?
I didn't say it would be easy.
I got the solution.
What?
We fold. Perkins canceled that APB we got out on Tibbs. That's it, you heard me.
I can't stand knuckling under like this.
Oh, no, huh? Yeah? What about your mother and Polly? Can we let them look at that kind of filth?
Yeah. Okay. I guess not. But if we give in, we'll be in Tibbs' pocket.
Is this a bad time?
Well, not that it's ever really a good time for a sheriff. Crime never sleeps. But this is as good a time as any, so hello.
Hiya, Bert. Danny, do you think we could talk a minute?
Oh, my God. Has this got anything to do with me and six naked women?
Listen, I'm going to leave you two alone here to talk. I have some crime to stop.
Hey. I'm glad you came by.
Thanks. Oh, boy, this is really hard.
What?
I'm not gonna marry you, Danny.
Okay, so we won't get married now. We'll just keep living together, and when we're ready, we'll...
No.
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 What are you saying, Polly? What, Polly?
I'm not in love with you, Danny.
You're not in love with me.
I love you. I love you a lot. But I'm not in love with you, Danny. There's a difference.
Yeah, I know that. I know there's a difference, love and in love. Yeah, there's a difference. But Polly...
Danny, see, when I met you, I had just lost someone that I was in love with. And you were kind and loving and wonderful. And I needed you to fill that emptiness. And I think that I confused that with falling in love with you.
I can't believe you're saying this to me.
And I'm really sorry, Danny. I guess I just wasn't ready, and I didn't realize it until I thought about the two of us getting married. I'm sorry, Danny. I'm really, really sorry.
Listen, it's better.
Better?
Yeah. See, I don't know how ready I really am. I was having second thoughts about the whole thing. I was just saying to Bert before you came in here, Bert, I don't know if I want to marry Polly. It's exactly what we were saying when you came in. Small world, huh? Yeah, so listen, I'll finish up here and I'll come home and to the house and pack up my stuff and go.
I'll always care about you, Danny. Well, then I'll see you later.
Thank you.
darling, come in.
I didn't wake you, did I?
Oh, no, Corinne, I don't sleep here. It's too dangerous. A woman in 412 fell asleep and woke up without a gallbladder. See, they were supposed to take 421's gallbladder, but they took 412 by mistake. And then they took 421's spleen instead of 412. And when I closed my eyes to take a nap, they took my Jell-O. So you can forget about sleeping here. Oh, thank you. How are you?
Okay.
I know what happened with Dutch.
Nah, what can you do?
So how do you feel?
Not great.
Well, I am not going to tell you something like there are plenty of fish in the sea, because when Daddy and I split up, someone told me that, and I sat around a whole day wondering why she thought seafood would help. So I am not going to tell you that. But I will tell you one thing. No matter how terrible you feel now, you'll feel better.
I know. Ma, I've decided to go to California.
Oh, that's nice. A trip will be good for you.
To live.
To live?
Yeah.
Oh, Corinne, you do not want to live in California. It's grotesque. Corinne, they have earthquakes and fires and mudslides and crazy people.
I have to get away, Ma.
But so far?
I'll call you all the time, I promise.
Oh, I hate long-distance calls because it makes you sound so close when you're really not. You know that phone company commercial that says, reach out and touch someone? Well, you hang up the phone and there's no one there. So depressing. I hate it. It makes me feel so sad. So you'll call every day?
Ma, I'll call and I'll write and I'll send pictures of the baby and I'll come home for holidays.
And birthdays.
Whose?
Everyone's. Ma. This is very hard for me, Corinne.
It's hard for me to go. I'm scared.
I know. I was terrified when I left home. And I only moved 2 blocks away. But you'll do just fine. You're the spunky one. You inherited my spunk. You got Daddy's eyes and my spunk.
But I'm adopted.
I see. Then you inherited it after birth. It happens all the time, Corinne. My goodness, I was an adult before I inherited my mother's furniture.
I'm gonna miss you, Ma.
You know what's funny? I have been preparing for this moment since the day you took your first step. And I'm not prepared at all.
But I'll call and I'll write so much, you'll hear more from me than when I'm home.
Won't be the same. Because, you know, when a child leaves home, that child is gone for good. And when they're little and they let go of your hand, they never take it again. But that's the way it's gotta be. That's called growing up. It's just that a lot of the growing pains are felt by the parents.
I love you, Ma.
I know. I love you, too.
I know. Well, I guess I'd better go now. Goodbye, Ma.
Goodbye. My little girl.
Thank you.
Danny, we've been through this 100 times. If we stand up to Tibbs and those pictures get published, we're through. And if we're through, we can't legally bring Tibbs in for anything because we won't be the law anymore. He'll find some yes man, make him sheriff, he'll do anything he wants. If we give in, at least we stay in office. We can solve some of the problems in the city. Maybe we can't touch Tibbs, but at least that. We gotta give in, Dan. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, Bert, I wasn't listening.
Never mind, Dan.
I'm dead, Bert. I'm dead from the waist up. It's hard to hear when your brain has passed away.
Nobody knows that better than you, Dan.
When she left me, I died. I got nothing to not be dead for.
Danny, I'm sorry. Come on, I know you feel bad, and I feel lousy too, but we can't let your mother know how we feel. She needs our support now.
Okay, Bert, don't worry about me. I'm gonna be cheery. I'm gonna be pleasant and merry.
Had a guy?
This is a wonderful, wonderful day.
He's loaded. He drank a whole bottle of Chivas.
I'm so glad we got our little ditty daddy deck, our little winny 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 winny. And we got another little ditty daddy too, our little what's his name?
Bob.
Bob, yeah. Bob? You named him after me? Oh, what a wonderful name, Bob. You guys are just wonderful, wonderful.
Bob, the baby's name is Scott.
Scott? What the hell kind of name is Scott?
It happens he was named after my great-grandfather.
No kidding. What was his name?
Danny, help me with the camera, will you please?
Okay. I'll get a sound check on this thing. Chuck, give me a little voice, would you?
Oh, yeah. Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
Okay, good. Everything's coming through loud and clear.
Danny, this isn't the sound camera.
It's funny, I heard every word.
He's really frightening.
Please, now listen, you gotta remember this. This is a party. This is a welcome home party for your mother and Wendy and Scott and everybody. Not one word about Tibbs.
Who's Tibbs?
Never mind, nobody.
My love has left me. My life is over. I'm gonna worry about Tibbs.
That's good. Let's just keep up that party spirit.
She doesn't love me anymore, Chuck.
Hey, I'm sorry, Dan.
Oh, she loves me. She's not in love with me. You know what I mean?
Exactly. The thing is, who cares?
Hey, guys. Guys, you will never, ever guess what Wendy did before. Give up? Yeah. What's the matter with everybody?
Oh, hey, no, Jody, no. What? We're fine, Danny, right? Everything's really, it's okay.
Yeah, listen, it's not what you think. No one's being blackmailed or considering suicide.
Good. I was concerned.
Jody, come here. Listen, I'm so glad that our little daddy is back. Our little...
There he goes.
And you just think we got us another little... Too. I'm so very happy.
I'm glad.
Tomorrow I drown myself.
Danny.
What is wrong with everybody?
Nothing.
Hi.
Hi, man. Look, Danny, look, your mom. Mom's here.
Hi, Mom.
Happy to see you.
Happy isn't the word.
Nuts is closer.
He just woke up.
Oh, Scotty. Mate, stay right there. We get a picture right away. Okay? Here we go. And, all right, action. This is a movie camera. You gotta move a little bit.
Oh, Bert, isn't this wonderful? Isn't this the happiest day of your life?
The happiest, man. There's no doubt about it. Right, Danny?
Hey, it's great. Terrific. Tomorrow I'll take poison.
Oh, there's Wendy. She's up. Let's take a picture with both babies.
Okay. The queen has arisen.
Well, you'd know.
This is great stuff. This is all great stuff. Danny, get in there. Come on. Get in. Man, go over underneath the sign over here. Easy. Oh, that's great. That's terrific. All right, now smile. Smile, Danny, smile.
I am smiling.
All right, wait a minute. That's all right. Cut. Hello. It's, what's his name here? Yeah, we received him. Well, the ball is sort of in your court now, don't you think?
Who is he talking to?
Bjorn Borg.
What? Hey, what is... What am I doing? What am I doing here? Listen, you little creep. Go ahead and publish them. Yeah, no, hey, I know exactly what I'm saying here. I'm sick and tired of honest people like us knuckling under the filth like you. Yeah, that's the final word. No, wait, I got a lot more to say to you, pal. Wrong number. Man, please, now don't ask, okay? No, it's police work. There's no problem. It's just that it's very top secret. Right? Isn't that right, Dan?
Right.
Danny, what's going on?
Truth, Ma. The moment of truth is here. Nothing else matters anymore. I gotta meet the enemy head on. One to one. My life is fighting crime now. I gotta make the world safe for little people like this.
Okay, let's go. Come ahead. Okay. Action!
Jody, what is it?
Wendy's been kidnapped.
What?
Oh, my God.
Now that Polly has left Danny for good, will Danny assume she doesn't want to see him anymore? Now that Corinne has left home for good, will she find happiness in California, or at least a terrific deli? Since Jessica has told the guys none of them can be with her, will they continue to play cards together? Will Tibbs publish the naked pictures of Bert and Danny? And if so, will they be available in wallet size? And who kidnapped Wendy, and why? These questions and many others will be answered in the next episode of Soap.